You are not here by chance, nor mistake, and you are more than you can see and more than you could imagine. But to know this, you must first seek to find what that means. And this is done by the way of revelation. And there is only one who is able to know who you truly are, and what you can truly do, and what will become of you in this life and eternity that will follow. And so I have to ask you, if your dog is sick, would you take him to an auto mechanic to have him check him over? If your washer was having problems, would you call up the local eye doctor hoping he may see what the problem is? If you're having problems and troubleshooting what they would be, might you consult the manual for your lawnmower when it's your television that can't hold a clear picture? Too often we end up going to the wrong places and step out of them more confused and even being led in a direction that will take us further from where we need to be. We often listen to the wrong people and become influenced by their thoughts and reactions, and before we know it, that becomes our defense and our reactions too. And when we fail to use what the manufacturer gives us to show us how to set something up, how to assemble it, or what to do to troubleshoot it when such and such problems arise, it is much easier for most things these days to just return them to the store, get a refund because the item is defective, and then replace it with something else. In Romans 8:29-30, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified, made righteous. And those he justified, he also glorified, gave honor and dignity to. And by this we see that we were created with a purpose. Jesus' coming accomplished the Father's eternal purpose. Ephesians 3:10-12. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. God had chosen a people, the Jewish people, to make him known to the world. They were entrusted with his word and with the duty of proclaiming his power and faithfulness to the world. But they could not keep their focus on him and would time and time again find themselves drawn into the world. And so at a time set by God the Father, he sent his only begotten Son into the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. And this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. John 3:16-19. The church did not replace the Jewish people, but by his love and mercy, the church now was tasked with proclaiming God's word to the world, and that now included those already chosen by him, Israel, who themselves proclaimed the one true God, but yet denied the Son sent to save them. Together, the Jewish people and the church would become complete by God's Son, he who was the vine, grafting in those not of the chosen people. Jesus came to reveal the Father to the world, a world influenced by the rulers and the powers and the authorities in the heavenly realms. You yourself are familiar with these, although they present themselves to you in disguise and under false pretenses that seek to calm you and present you with a safe way. All the while, their deception concealed until you have fallen into their trap or the pit dug by them, and then they will reveal to you what is what. And so Jesus came, the Son of God, came down from heaven to earth, and he took on flesh, becoming and being the Son of God and now the Son of Man, and he walked the earth as a man in the world, but not of it. He would speak truth to a world that had been deceived by the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. He had come as one being born of a woman, raised as a child of men, becoming himself a man who was filled with power, armed with compassion, and having mercy flowing out to those who had never known it. And of the oppressors, of the deceivers, he called them to stand also in the truth of God. There were none he did not touch, for either they believed his proclamations or their hearts hardened yet even more towards God. The believer would reveal the nature of God by their words and actions, and the unbeliever reinforced the wickedness of evil on a heart hardened by the devil by not answering the call to be born again, born of the Spirit of God. Those yet remaining of the world would be made in the image of God, but there was nothing in them that was of God. Jesus said of himself in John 12, "When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. And I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. And as for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day. And this he speaks of is his second coming. There is another whose coming was prophesied of, and he would be known as John the Baptizer, and of John it was written, 'And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins,' in Luke 1. John's purpose was, in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.' And this is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.' People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. Matthew 3. John would fulfill his purpose to the point of forfeiting his life. But he knew what he had been given and what he should do with it. And he, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he fulfilled the purpose that he was born to. What can be said of you? From Romans 1:1-5, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and for his name's sake, we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. Paul himself, a Jew of high standing, would be humbled by the Lord on the road to Damascus to become what he had despised himself, a follower, a disciple, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. That day Paul's mind was filled not with seeking Christ, but his purpose was to represent the synagogue and to hunt down and bring in those who proclaimed the words of this man, Jesus, who himself claimed to be the Son of God. Paul would soon find different purpose in life after meeting Jesus that day, and for him the rest of his life would be spent spreading the good news of salvation and proclaiming the saving power and grace of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, by the forgiveness of sin and the redemption of lives through the sacrificial shedding of his blood, so that the captives, you and I, of this fallen world could be set free. That freedom comes in believing that Jesus is who he says he is, and that he and he alone can free us. For you there is purpose, to serve God, to whatever he calls you to, and to serve one another by living in peace with one another, by warning those who are idle, by encouraging the timid, and helping the weak in body and spirit. We are to walk in the footsteps of Christ, to cast all our cares on Him and open ourselves up to share life with others. Today there's a push for separation, and this of the devil. We have embarked on a journey that we can't make on our own, and it comes with a purpose. We are called to complete it even as our bodies weaken with age. Our spirit grows stronger in that same time when we have given ourselves over to the Lord, trusting in His ways, seeking His guidance, and following Him even if called to the point of death. And so if you feel lost, if you feel lonely, if you're wondering why you're here, then go to the one who can reveal the answer to each of these questions and many more if you will ask of Him and seek Him in His Word. You were born with and for a purpose, and let no one convince you otherwise. John 3:16. Maranatha.